Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and it is indeed a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Chesapeake, Virginia. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, bringing you a financial fitness boot camp show every first Sunday of the month. I realize some of you are still worshiping on this lovely Sunday afternoon. I worshiped online. Yes, I said I worshiped online. Okay. Some of us will remember today, May 3rd, as the day after the Money Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight. I mention this because this is one event that truly involved money, cash dollars, dinero. Expensive tickets costing in the thousands of dollars were sold out in 2 minutes for this particular fight. HBO boasted selling at least 3 million pay-per-view showings at a minimum of $99 per viewing, and the fighters themselves earned multi-millions of dollars. But the money spent is not why people will remember this fight. People will remember this fight because it went 12 rounds and no one got knocked out. No one had a bloody nose. No one had a black eye. And the winner, whom I believe was Floyd Money Mayweather, came out virtually without a scratch after 12 whole rounds. What the hell? You know, I'm saying what the hell like everybody else. I realized around round 8 that a rematch would be in order. Well, something I want to talk about today is how we spend our money and how we can cut back in order to save money. The people who spent thousands of dollars on that fight apparently could afford it yesterday. I don't know if they'll be able to afford something like that 25 years from now. And that's what I'm talking about, how to cut back in order to save money so you'll still have some money 25 years from now. When money gets scarce, entertainment is one of the areas we cut back on. I'm just saying this because there are at least 9 other areas we can cut back on as well. Now, About.com was my source for this show today, and they call things we cut back on budget busters, okay? Cut back on the budget busters so you can save. Let's start with the first budget buster. Budget buster number one. Cable TV is the first budget buster, and the truth is, it has been busting my budget for at least 30 years now. I remember during my teen years, there was a movement called Fight Pay TV. Well, it took 50 years, but pay TV has won the fight on so many levels. To give you an example, I was shocked recently when I visited a friend who could actually see TV with an antenna known as rabbit ears. When you use rabbit ears viewing all the premium, channels is not available. So what I'm saying is you don't have premium channels when you use rabbit ears, but you are not spending anywhere from $60 to $300 a month just to watch TV. Pay TV can involve watching premium channels, movies, hearing music, seeing sports, erotica, and other entertainment from your bedroom or living room with the TV on. But if you want to cut your TV watching privileges and the inevitable bill that comes with it, you may want to get rabbit ears. That's all, and save the $60 to $300 per month that cable and other exclusive services charge. So TV, watching TV with premium channels, cable, or other types of exclusive services can bust your budget. Cut that out if you want to get rid of a budget buster. Okay, the second budget buster is buying a new car. Well, a new car has its features. New car smell, no dents, no malfunctions, and one big feature is a high price tag. Unfortunately, a new car loses perhaps up to 40% of its value the moment you drive it off the car lot. You can pay, for example, you can pay $30,000 for a new car today, and if you try to sell it used 1 month later, you will be offered $20,000. That is why a new vehicle is a budget buster. I am cheap, so I always purchase used vehicles. That's just it. For one thing, as soon as you drive a new vehicle out on the road, someone will put a dent in it or a scratch on it. So you may as well pay half price for the vehicle by buying a used car and having that vehicle that already has a dent or a scratch on it. But another reason a new car can bust your budget is high insurance paid on a new vehicle. For states that charge luxury taxes, the state I live in charges a luxury tax on vehicles, and that tax is higher on a new vehicle. And if you don't watch it, you will pay higher interest rates on the loan to get a new vehicle. Now, that's the area to really save money. Either pay for the vehicle in cash or find a low interest rate on your auto loan. Bank the money you save on not getting ripped off in the auto loan game. So what I'm saying here is if you save on some of your budget busters, you can actually put that money in the bank. Okay? Find out where you're overspending. Cut the overspending and keep the money in your bank account. Another budget buster is eating out. Oh, my gosh. Restaurants pay a huge overhead to be in business. Food is high. Leased space is high. Employees like the chef can be expensive. If they sell liquor, they must have a bartender. They must have entertainment in the restaurant, sometimes including live jazz or sports on flat screens, TVs everywhere. The electricity it takes to operate a restaurant is high, and various liability insurance coverages and taxes are high for a restaurant. So who do you think is paying those high costs? Those high costs are passed on to you, the consumer, eating out. You pay those costs even if you take the food out. If you work, you must eat lunch. So my advice is save on these costs by cooking and eating at home more often and take your lunch to work. You can take some leftovers to work, especially if your job has a refrigerator. Or just eat some leftovers before you leave home to go to work. Take your drinks also, because a bottle of water purchased in a store can cost 25 cents, but a bottle of water purchased out is at least a dollar. I've been there and done that. I mean, the movie theaters now are charging like $2.50 for a bottle of water, not to mention a bottle of soda pop, as they call it in some circles. Okay, let's discuss budget buster number four. Budget buster number four is gym memberships. Now, everybody wants to get fit in January. That's usually what they say. They have a goal to get fit, and then what do? They go out and sign on the dotted line in January, but then stop going to the gym in February or March. So a person may have a goal to get fit or to lose weight and have every intention of really doing this, but you got to be careful when you go out to sign on the dotted line for a gym membership. Why? Because it costs money. And once you enter into that contract, you've got to pay them, whether you go to the gym or not, or either later on you're going to hear from their attorney or they're going to put something bad in your credit report. I guess some people think they can go out there and sign on the dotted line and then not pay and nothing will happen, but something definitely will happen. It'll ruin your credit. Or some gyms do boast that they don't have a contract. So you can either go to that type of gym that will not have you enter into a contract, or you can buy an exercise DVD and exercise at home, or if you can afford it, buy your own gym equipment, have it at home, and use it whenever you wish. So, like I said, a budget buster can be a gym membership, but there are some gyms out here that charge a lot of money. There are people paying $79 and $80 a month or even more than that because the gym has a pool and some of the other features, or it can be maybe a family gym membership. So all in all, just be careful of signing on the dotted line because a gym membership can be a budget buster. Number five, I'm going to discuss gift and gifting, which can be expensive. I've heard people complaining about having so many friends getting married or having baby showers, and they have to purchase gifts, even though they may not have children or may not be married. So if you're single and you're out here paying for all your friends who are getting married or having babies, it can add up. Some people are having baby showers for their third or fourth child. My pet peeve is buying gifts for people and never receiving a thank you, okay? I'm sorry. That pisses me off. How can you send out a classy invitation to an event, accept gifts, but never send out a thank you note? I just don't know it. I just don't understand that part of it. But I will move on. The number five budget buster is gifts and gifting, which can be expensive. Gifting can be a budget buster unless you find a way to gift with your head and not over it. So I guess some people try to give out inexpensive gift cards. Hey, you got to find a way around it, especially if you can't afford it. Some people give out used stuff or re-gift a gift. I'm not saying that I do this, but it can happen. Budget buster number six is expensive vacations. Yes, we must do a lot of research. That's what I'm saying. When you get ready to sign on the dotted line for a vacation or go online looking for a vacation, read the fine print or do some research in order not to be taken for a ride on an expensive vacation. I am personally a witness to that. I am going on a cruise soon that cost a pretty penny that I really was not prepared to spend. I also own the timeshare that is now losing its value due to the company that took over the timeshare exchange company. That's not really fair, but it is happening, and to fight it can become a legal situation, a legal battle, and legally expensive. So again, before you agree to purchase a timeshare or go on a cruise, especially from these telemarketers. Try to know as much about it as possible. Don't make a decision right at the moment, because that's another thing they try to do, push you into making a decision right there today by offering you extras. So if you do it today, the price will go down to such and such, or we'll give you bonuses, or we'll give you another 7-day vacation somewhere else. So they're going to add a bonus extra in order to get that money out of your pocket and out of your budget. So I'm trying to say, when it comes to vacationing, be mindful of the hidden cost to you. So, like I said, you won't be taken for a ride. Budget buster number 7. Now, this budget buster is very important. Don't go out and buy a house you cannot afford. Okay? I look at home prices today in the upper 300,000s and above and wonder how people can afford it. I mean, the homes are definitely beautiful. Many of them are right in my neighborhood. And actually, higher-priced homes in your neighborhood will drive up your property taxes. But it's better than, I guess, having lower-priced homes right next door to you. But like I said, I look at home prices today in the upper 300,000s, and I wonder how people can afford it. There are, indeed, other charges involved that are not part of the mortgage settled at the closing. I mean, and remember, there are also costs and things like that involved in closing on a property. Property taxes, which can go up after a purchase, can be a budget buster. Now, I know someone who actually lost a home. I mentioned this before in a show about real estate. You pay your mortgage and you pay something known as escrow. Okay, if your taxes and your insurance is conveniently added to your mortgage, that part of the mortgage payment is known as escrow. If the property taxes increase, and how do property taxes increase? The appraised value of your home, the government's appraised value of your home increases. Your assessed value, and your property taxes will increase. There are people who actually lose their home because they can't afford another $100 a month payment on their mortgage, and they actually believe they're being cheated because perhaps no one has explained to them that if the assessed value on your property goes up, that means your property taxes will go up, and that means your mortgage will go up. Now, if your mortgage is paid, then you are now paying your property taxes out of pocket. Same thing, they can increase. So property taxes, which can go up after a purchase, can be a budget buster. Insurance on the home has to be factored in to affordability of the monthly mortgage. Repairs and upkeep, such as lawn services, may be unanticipated costs. So don't go over your head when purchasing a home. Remember to learn what that house is actually going to cost you that year, next year, 5 years from now, or in the long run. And I didn't even mention adjustable rate mortgages or balloon mortgages. Some people sold a home, an expensive home, with a low mortgage today, but in 5 years, that mortgage may balloon to add another $500 a month on your mortgage. And then there are people who figure, oh, in 5 years I'll be earning more, so I'll be able to pay it. Okay, well, understand what a balloon mortgage means. Also understand what an adjustable rate mortgage means. But I'm not here to go into all that. But like I said, when you buy a home, don't go over your head when purchasing a home. And try to remember this basic formula. A home price might be $300,000, okay? But over a 30-year mortgage with interest, you will pay out of your household budget four times original price for the home. To give you an example, a $300,000 home may have a $2,700 a month mortgage. Now, what you need to do to understand how much you're really going to pay for that house is multiply a mortgage like $2,700, I think I said $2,700 a month, multiply that times 12 months because you're going to pay it 12 months out of the year, and then multiply that times 30 years, and you will have actually paid, to your amazement, $972,000 for a $300,000 house. Okay? And that is almost $1 million for a house with a price tag of $300,000. So either you can pay that $300,000 in cash and have no mortgage, or you can take on a monthly mortgage with an interest rate. And even with that interest rate, taxes and insurance added to the mortgage, but you can look towards multiplying that monthly mortgage. Even if your monthly mortgage is $900 a month, multiply that times 12 months and multiply that times the term of your mortgage, which might be 30 years, and then you will find out how much you have actually paid for the house beyond the price of the house. So when it comes to home ownership, it can be a budget buster. So do buy the home you can afford and get assistance in figuring this out, what the real cost of the home is. Nobody helped me with that. I really had to figure that out on my own, okay? Budget buster number 8. I mentioned earlier how expensive entertainment costs can be. I am a victim of this because when I entertain my grandchildren, when I have them visiting, I have to entertain them. So let me just say, if you're a parent and if you have children, you must keep kids busy these days, and entertainment for children is indeed expensive. This summer, I'm going to try to look for free entertainment for kids and some of those restaurants that say kids eat free. I really have been a good grandmother, and I try to take the kids somewhere almost every day. Once in a while, we're tired and we take a break. But it is an expensive budget buster to take them to the bounce houses and to even the zoos or the museums now, to take them on a regular vacation to a resort, to take them to some of the game rooms, the local game rooms, to take them to the movies. I mean, these are all the places I regularly take my children. You take them bowling, you take them roller skating. That's entertainment. And even the only place that really does not cost money is sometimes the beach. And kids really love the beach. They get dark out there in the sun, and you got to have a cooler and drag a lot of stuff with you. But the beach is usually not as expensive, and also the library. Now, there's the library versus the bookstore. A bookstore can end up costing you money, and especially if the kids don't read or use the books. But the library offers a lot of activities, and it tends to be free. So I'd say when it comes to entertaining children, do like some people do and look for that free entertainment. Free entertainment tends to be crowded, but it's good. It's good for your budget. That's all I can say. And if you go out with the children, find a way to take a cooler in the trunk of your car with a lunch in the cooler, sandwiches and stuff. And kids really love it when they make their own lunch and their own sandwiches. Somehow that thing tends to taste better for them than McDonald's or, and I'm not going to mention all the other restaurants, but if you have four children, taking them out to a restaurant can be expensive. Okay. Budget buster number 9. Your shopping habits can be a budget buster. Are you paying for everything with a credit card? Credit cards are convenient, but there are interest rates, late charges, and other fees attached to using credit cards. So if you don't want credit card purchases to bust your budget, use cash. Now, that's more easily said than done, but I know for a fact that when people use cash, they spend less, okay? And that's the object here, is to spend less money and keep more money in your pocket. Go food shopping only after you have eaten. And I would say it's you can pay for a meal at a restaurant and then save money on your food shopping. So go food shopping only after you have already eaten. It is a fact that you will buy less food. Don't go window shopping if you don't need anything. And in reference to food shopping, something that can really help your budget is going to the dollar store for little things before you go to a larger supermarket. I was amazed the other day when I had made a list for 4 items, and I was going to pick up 2 items at the dollar store and 2 items at a larger supermarket, until I realized that the dollar store sells all 4 of those items. Now, the truth is, I went there to spend $4, and I ended up spending $17. But I still only paid $4 for the items that I would have spent much more money on if I had gone to a regular supermarket. Don't go window shopping if you don't need anything. Some people love just going window shopping at big ticket department stores. In my opinion, that's definitely a budget buster. I actually would say if you're going on a vacation, check your wardrobe first. You'd be surprised at what you have in your closet that you can use for a special event rather than going out and buying new shoes and new suits, new shirts, new dresses for a special event when you actually have something already in your closet that will look good. So like I said, don't go window shopping if you don't need anything, because you end up buying stuff that you don't need. And that money has to be paid later on, especially if you use a credit card. I would say also, why clutter your home with junk you don't need and will never use? You can actually keep a diary on your shopping habits. You no longer have to leave home to shop. I am guilty of shopping online and having items I think I need delivered to my door. Buying online can be a budget buster. Other home deliveries, including newspapers, magazines, diet food deliveries, and other essential food deliveries, yes, it's convenient. And, yes, people do get food delivered. It can save time and gas and to the store. Uh-oh, my show is about to end, and my last budget buster is emergencies. Emergencies are bound to happen. Some people pay for homeowners and car owners' warranties to assist them with an emergency. Health emergencies take place all the time, especially with small children. If you don't have health or dental insurance, if you do have health or dental insurance, read your policy carefully. Don't get charged for services your policies don't cover, such as telephone appointments from doctors. That's the new thing today. But if your health insurance does not cover it, a telephone appointment from a doctor can be a budget buster. Some financial planners suggest you have a separate savings account of your household monthly budget expenses in an emergency fund in case you must deal with an emergency. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall. My show today is called Laura Gall's Financial Fitness Boot Camp. And that's what I've done today. I've gone over things that can help keeping you financially fit. Let me just say that I was not lecturing you because I'm guilty of letting some of the above budget busters affect my life and lifestyle too. I try to use preventive preparedness and awareness to avoid being a victim. How can you avoid letting budget busters ruin your life? First of all, you may need to establish a budget. Second of all, if you have more months at the end of the month than money, you may need to make an adjustment and determine how to live without some of the above budget busters to get back on track to protecting your income and knowing the difference between needs versus desires. That's a hard one, but you can do it. Thank you so much for listening. So long.